With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The charges against the man who authorities say shot two National Guard members have been upgraded to first-degree murder after one of the soldiers died. Janine Pirro, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, announced the new charge earlier today. Specialist Sarah Beckstrom and Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf were critically injured in Wednesday's shooting in the nation's capital. President Trump announced Thursday evening that Beckstrom had died. Authorities say Ramanola Lakhanwal drove across the country to carry out an ambush-style attack. The U.S. announced earlier today a halt to all asylum decisions. Winter storm warnings have been posted across the northern part of the country.
Thanksgiving holiday weekend travelers from Montana to New York are facing snow, rain, and cold weather. More snow is falling over the Great Lakes region, with totals of at least a foot in parts of Michigan and in areas off of Lakes Erie and Ontario. The National Weather Service says the forecast conditions do not meet blizzard warning criteria. Meanwhile, the South could see heavy storms with some flash flooding this weekend in the western Gulf Coast. Greg Clugston reporting.
Vladimir Zelensky's chief of staff resigns amid widening Ukraine corruption investigations.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky announced Friday a reset of his presidential office and the resignation of Andriy Yermak, his powerful chief of staff and longtime confidant. Yermak was Ukraine's lead negotiator in talks with the U.S. A spokesman for Yermak says they weren't told what it was related to, but the agencies have been investigating a major energy sector corruption scandal that has involved top Ukrainian officials. Zelensky says that as they prepare to talk peace, they need internal strength and no distractions. I'm Jennifer King.
Hong Kong firefighters have found dozens more bodies in a high-rise complex after a massive fire engulfed seven buildings. This is SRN News. 'Tis the season for living nativities.
With the Christmas season now in full swing, churches all across the nation are preparing their living nativity displays. First Baptist Church of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin will present theirs on December 6th and 7th. In Kentucky, a mobile living nativity will visit locations in Owen, Gallatin, and Grant counties beginning December 5th. And in Indiana, the Southern Wells Community Church will present their interactive nativity on December 7th. Michael Harrington reporting.
West Virginia officials have suspended a school vaccination mandate after a judge ruled that parents can cite religious beliefs to opt out of vaccines required for their children to attend classes. In issuing a permanent injunction, Raleigh County Circuit Judge Michael Froebel stated that children of families who object to the state's compulsory vaccination law on religious grounds will be allowed to attend school and participate in extracurricular sports. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. There's a novel way to make housing more affordable.
As rising rents and housing prices have squeezed households nationwide, cities are trying to be more creative in combating the problem beyond just building more housing. One city, Santa Fe, is the first city in the U.S. to directly link wages to housing affordability, aiming to counter high rents by tying minimum wage increases to consumer prices as well as fair market rental rates, subject to a 5% cap in case costs skyrocket. Santa Fe's minimum wage will increase to $17.50 starting in 2027. About 9,000 workers will see a bump in wages once the ordinance kicks in. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new federal law will dramatically tighten rules on hemp-derived THC products. That means most products linked to the now $24 billion industry will disappear from shelves unless reformulated. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.